Chovat abdika, anything which, we're talking about bugs now, bugs in food, right? Anything which there's a good chance that there's bugs in it, you have to check. Okay? And stuff which are safek, there's no chiyuv to check. The chiyuv to check is when there's a good chance that there's bugs. For example, grapes. Grapes, you look at them. If you don't see anything that looks weird on each grape, just look at it like that with your eyes. Anything weird, you're like, you could eat it. But if you see something which is a little bit soft on the edge or something like that, just take a knife and peel it. A lot of times there's a worm in there. Okay? But stamkacha, no, you don't have to. Why? Because it's probably okay. If there's a bug in there, it's not your problem anymore. Okay? We said this already. A food which you have to check because there's a good chance there's bugs in there. For example, all the green stuff. Yeah? All the green leaves. The parsley. All these things. Exactly. Right? So a person could say, listen, I'll crush it, I'll put it in the blender, two blenders, strong ones, there's nothing left in there, it's just a mush, and say, oh, it's kosher, right? But you have a problem, it's true, but asur v'ater isur l'chatchila, we have a law, you can't take an isu, you can't take a bug, cut it to pieces and say, oh, I'll eat it, because it's not a whole bug anymore, so it's no isu over there. No, ain't kind of davar, you don't have a v'ater isur l'chatchila.
But that's what they say in Chutzlars.
No, so I'll tell you what they do in Chutzlars. I have my brother-in-law, he worked in the restaurant in Chutzlars with a good hechsher. So I asked him, how do you do greens over there? They don't grow a chasalad. He said, we clean it as much as we can, and then we crush it and do stuff like that. First we clean it as much as we can. They put it in soap three times, and shake it each time, and under a strong stream of water as much as they can. And then, maybe there's still bugs left, maybe there's no bugs left. Then, you could put it in the blender, and you know, I'm about to isul lechatchila.
I mean, that's why they put everything in the freezer, so you'll just get like an antenna or something.
Why in the freezer? What happens?
The bug breaks apart.
Yeah?
Supposedly.
Hopefully.
I mean, that's what we learned in L.A.
One thing for sure, you're allowed to take anything, which even if it's infested with bugs, and make juice out of it. It's called bug juice, exactly. No, no, because it's
like spinach juice, right?
Yeah, all this green stuff. You don't have to buy a chasalat and make them into juice. You can buy regular from the shuk, fresh, nice. And you have a special machine that makes from soft stuff the juices, not a hard.
You don't have to check it?
No. Make juice, you don't have to check.
Yum yum. I don't want to make lettuce juice.
Right, so you don't have to check. You can buy regular lettuce and crush it.
Ma?
Why
didn't
you just
have
a
nicer
or a...
Ken,
nicer. Even if I know
that about... Yes, even. He says it even.
So you could have a spinach and worm juice.
No, of course, wash it and clean it as much as you can before and everything, but you don't have to check it.
What do you want it for?
Hmm? You don't want to have bug juice.
You can't do a little chakil.
Right, you clean it first.
So you should check it.
You don't check it, clean it as much as you can.
Put it in the what are you cleaning it for?
So if there's big bugs there, you don't want to eat them. If there's bugs there,
you don't want the bugs.
You don't want the bugs. But you're allowed the chakil afterward after you
clean
it.
You have to do it
good. After you clean it, you're allowed to put in the juicer. If a person is eating now soup, and he's eating soup, and he sees three bugs in the soup. Three bugs in the pot. If it's a liquid, if it's just a soup, you can strain all the water out. Yes, you have to strain it out, and then you're allowed to eat what's left of the soup. Not the liquid. If you can't, let's say it's in rice, there's three bugs in the rice, you throw out the whole pot. Who is fit for checking? Who is considered fit for checking? Any man or woman which are over bar mitzvah, we trust them that they get checked. Okay? But they have to know what they're checking for and how to check, what are you looking for exactly. That's time. I don't see anything. You have to check it. You have to know what you're checking for. That's time. Okay? Also, your children could check for themselves. Right? You teach your children how to check. Here, look. You see the grape? If they're under bar mitzvah, I'm saying. See the grape? If you have a soft part, to take it out. Okay? I usually don't even, we don't eat also in the house have apples which are whole. We cut them in half. Four, usually in the quarters.
Yeah. You also be careful of the skin of the apple too.
Okay.
There's a lot of kinematin or something.
Anyway, you have to wash it anyways. Yeah.
You scrape them.
But when you cut in half?
The apple, I usually cut the half and then quarters.
Apple.
Yeah, to see that there's nothing inside. There was a guy here last year. He had a nectarine. It was completely beautiful, whole nectarine. He ate the whole thing. When he finished it, on the, he didn't eat the bug, but on the pit, Samud, okay. On the pit, there was a worm, a big fat worm. How'd he get in? Because it's not even a shell, it's a... Should we teach him a visa?
It was young, was put into this where the stem hole is, and then it grew as the fruit grew.
Mm. A goy, we can't trust for checking bugs, even if he knows all the halachas. Why? Because he doesn't care. Not only a goy, also a Jew doesn't care. We can't trust him. So people here ask, so if he goes to his parents are not religious, and his mother says, no, I checked it. So they asked the Rav, and he told them, you could go to their parents. You could, if your mother told you she checked it and she bought mehadlin meat or whatever it is, you could trust her. Why? Because she knows that if you find out she's wrong, you'll never come there again. So she's going to make sure that she's doing everything right.
Unless she's doing it on purpose, that you won't come back.
So? And Shabbos, you also let a check from bugs. If it's a big bug, a big worm, you can let even take it off mamash. It's not boiler. And if it's something small, it's like boiler, so you have to take it off together with some of the fruit. Okay. So he writes here halacha, which most of the, a lot of the questions don't agree with him. He writes here halacha that you shouldn't soak lettuce and all the greens on Shabbos before you use them. Do it before Shabbos. But a lot of the poskim, Shlom Zalman Auerbach, another poskim, they're not maskimim. They said that you're allowed to. If you have like an apple or something and you're afraid there's bugs, you want to peel the outside or whatever, there's a lot of peel on Shabbos. We looked at that already. It's not boiled. Okay, now he goes through a few things. How do you check things? You think you had to check. Avatiach, you don't have to check. What's Avatiach?
Watermelon.
You knew that? Avatiach!
I don't eat watermelon.
Why?
I just don't.
Why?
I don't like it.
Okay, I don't know. I thought maybe the cats don't like it or something.
No. They... they prefer chicken.
Watermelon, you don't have to check. Unless you see it as a soft part or something, take it off. But usually a watermelon that looks good, kacha. It's hard, everything is okay, everything's in place. You can eat without checking. Also avocado. As soon as you open avocado, it's also black a little bit inside. It's not
the
bugs. Can, exactly. Just a little bit too ripe or whatever. It doesn't mean there's a bug in there. All these unhealthy powders that people use. Unhealthy powders like soup powder and stuff like that. You don't have to check them. But if you see something chashud, if you see webs and stuff like that, then you do have to see exactly what. We learned this, a lot of these things already. Egozim. Egozim, all kinds of nuts.
You
have to check. Yeah? You have to check. You have to look. It's very simple. You have to see that there's no crumbs that look weird, different than the fruit, different than a nut, right? There's no webs. Then you can eat it. Just look at it.
It's a lot.
Ashes,
you have to split open.
Azoga.
We're talking about what kind of nuts.
Azoga. He's talking about nuts that we open them.
Now, what about baggy nuts?
Right. Like walnuts.
Yeah, or
anything in the shell.
Right, exactly. Even if it's not in the shell, right. But everything like we usually comes here in the shell, right?
If the shop.
Ma?
If the shop, if they have nuts for sale, I only shop if the guys at Workiva. The guy doesn't Workiva. They could have the same exact nuts, but I feel safer.
But what about the Hechsher?
You see, no, I mean with the two dots too.
That is one point in the kippah.
Two dots in kippah. But you still have to check the bug.
Yeah, that's what Rabbi Elgot said in his kosher response he gave last year, was that Hechsher has nothing to do with the bugs at all.
Right, exactly.
You can go out of the bag and see if there's crumbs or whatever.
Exactly.
You can still raise bugs. Like, it doesn't matter. Like,
they're kosher bugs.
The bugs don't discriminate. So if you buy, you can buy from anybody. You still have to check the bug.
No, but that's what you have to buy. Yeah, you do have to buy with a good hechsher. Why? Because Amen's last time we hear from El Tzor has to be not Ola, and has to be with Meister and everything. A lot of nuts don't come from Israel. A lot of nuts do not come from Israel. They're from America, from South America, Central America. Okay? They don't grow here with them. Almonds grow here. Of course. Shkediya porach. Come on, to be sure, you see all the mountains down here. Full of almonds, blooming.
Even so, a lot of the almonds that you buy from California.
Here?
Yeah.
They have two types. You go to the store, they have Amerikai and Eretz Israeli. You could choose. Amerikai are bigger usually. Eretz Israeli is smaller, of course, much better. It's from Eretz Israeli. If they're not roasted.
When they're roasted, it's really tastes better.
When they're roasted, they don't taste like anything. It tastes like salt.
When you're roasted, they lose a lot of nutritional value.
I think it's a big difference in taste. Maybe a little bit. The Israeli ones, I think, are softer.
If they're roasted, they kill the bug. They lose the pressure.
So you let it eat dead bug? A dead bug you let it eat? Can't eat that bug either.
Which one is a live bug or dead bug? A live bug or dead bug?
And by end of
the one squeeze when you bite of it.
Yeah? I don't know. I didn't know. Maybe. So, oregano. What is it about oregano over here?
Oregano?
Yeah, if you buy fresh. Who buys fresh oregano? They sell fresh oregano in this country?
Yeah, sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
There's several oregano, basil, tarragon.
Basil itself.
So on.
Kitsu, it's better if you could buy a. It's better if you could buy a. No. You could buy the, if they have it.
Isn't that cooked?
Grown bugless. They have basil, for example. Bugless, a lot of times. Depends on the season. If you buy bugless, better. If not.
The neighbor has
so you have to clean it really well and everything, and then only if you crush it in the machine, then you could use it. Or you could put it in like a cloth, tie it, and then you put it in the soup or whatever you want to put it in, and let the juice, the flavor will go in. Yeah, we'll cook it with your food.
But it doesn't
give you a flavor. Besides, you let it eat flavor, but only the bug itself. But.
What about Cusbro? And Nana.
Same thing. Buy bugless. They have it all the time. All year round they have bugless.
So what do you do? Soak it in...
soap water or in vinegar water.
Vinegar
and
soap.
Then you wash it under a strong stream of water. Yeah. If it's dried, and it's good to check dried oregano. You just put it on the surface and look at it. Agas. What's agas?
Pear.
What?
Pear.
Okay. Pears usually are not nagua. They're not usually infested, but you see if it's a soft spot or whatever, usually you can see if there's something wrong going on. And then you take a knife, take it open, take off the part, bad part, and eat the rest. Orez. You know what orez is? Rice. Okay. Rice. So he gives all the rice we gave already. You buy it. From a store that there's always people going through, not a store that no one exists. Like the little makot in your neighborhood, don't buy usually over there. I have a guy, I bought the once rice, Hashem Yerachem. I gave it back to him.
The best rice is chef.
Chef? He has a good company considered?
Clean, it's easy to cook, easy to
check.
Chew on.
To chew on?
Some of the other ones are very hard, even if you can hold it for an hour and they're still hard.
What? Yeah, it has to be something. It's
clean,
better.
It's clean. It's
a place where there's a movement. The main thing is a place that it's moving.
It's a vacuum
pack. Vacuum fan is just an issue. You can everything, you know, almost everything. There's a company called Kitov also, but they cost about double the price. It's expensive, but sometimes it's good. And Zman, sometimes they check and stuff.
You don't have to check Kitov?
No. No, you don't have to check it. You make your life an easy life.
Sometimes you have like a stack and it's open.
And buy, yeah, you can buy open.
And then you have other packages that are closed. Isn't it better the closed pack to buy? And more chance of bugs in the open stack?
Maybe. I buy closed usually. But stuff that they closed. Also, the closed one was in a sack before. Right now, it's in a clothes.
Right,
they put it into it because they want it to be easier. Kilo. So, if you buy a bag of rice, you first of all, before you buy it, you pick it up. You look like there's no powder on the bottom, no crumbs, there's no webs. That's the first thing you do. Right? How do you check it? You take a white plate, or it doesn't have to be white, but it should be a not dark color, a bright color, okay? Better white, of course. Mm-hmm. In a place where there's light in your house, near the window, or if you have white light, fluorescent also, it's shiny, right? And you look, you put one layer, and you look, what are you looking for? I told you already, sometimes there's worms. And sometimes there's these little black bugs called chadkanim. Brown, black. They're small, not very small, you can see. There's a bug you will see. Okay?
Or black spots and holes in the white cell.
Okay. Sometimes also. Okay, but he said in another way to check. I never heard it this way, but look what he said. He said, it's good both for brown rice or for white rice. He said, you put the rice, that amount of rice you want to check, you put it in a bowl or something. You put twice the amount of water in it. You put 2 tablespoons of salt for the water, for each water. You put 1 liter of water, 2 tablespoons, mix it, and then wait. If there's bugs, he says, they'll float. Interesting, I never heard this one.
That's what my daughter does for sushi rice.
It's the same way for raisins and stuff.
Right, raisins, that's what I do.
Without the salt. Yeah, just put in water, so it's the same thing as anything that will float.
Yeah, so why should I go and check each one? Maybe it's a better checking if you check each one?
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have time and pressure, you can do this, he says. Interesting. I never do this.
But that was what my daughter was taught, because she makes sushi rice. And that's
hard to say that, huh?
No, it is. Sushi rice is a special rice that's very sticky.
No, I know. Mm. So she doesn't use the wrappers or the seaweed.
So, if rice was cooked without checking it, and you still have rice left in the bag, check the rest of the rice, and if it was clean, of course you could eat it. The diavad, even if you don't have any rice left and it wasn't checked, the diavad you're allowed to eat. Not recommended, but the diavad. You let it. Asparagus. You know asparagus? Yeah, it's like a long green vegetable. Very healthy. He says you take off all the
tops.
Yeah, those. What are they called? The
stalks.
Those.
The leaves.
Oh, you leave only chalak.
The stalks.
Yeah. The top, of course, they go off. And also all those. Yeah, those take off. A lot of them is bugs
in here.
And then you clean, you mashafshef it there well, and underwater. And then you can eat it, you can put it in the food. Asparagus.
Just the stalks.
Yeah, just the middle part. What's left after.
And if it's shimurim in the potato.
Lekalef velishto.
Asparagus shimurim.
O kapur
leshida.
Lekalef velishto. I don't know what Aida. He says here kalef velishto.
Okay. There's nothing left. May as well not buy them. What do you mean shimurim? What do you mean?
Aida. It's a Shimurim, canned.
Oh, okay. So I thought you meant. Yeah.
Or frozen.
But the camel doesn't have the tops, I'm sure.
No, of course not. It has just the no, the top stuff with the tough stuff.
Has the socks.
And but it has also the triangles, no?
No.
It has the triangles.
Yeah.
It says you take them off.
Off with the heads.
How do you say afumna in English?
Peas.
Peas? Mm-hmm. Peas in a can? You don't have to check. It's good to look if there's nothing in there. We don't have to check.
What about frozen peas and carrots?
Same idea.
Okay.
If it's a good company, normal is a good option. Artichoke? Forget it.
We left the hearts.
The bottom and by, yeah, I washed them in
easy.
Yeah. Talk about the leaves, the tat, very, very
good.
No, artichoke.
Artichoke.
Oh, artichoke. The leaves are...
Impossible. Not impossible. Right. It's very, very difficult.
You're left with nothing.
Each leaf you have to take apart.
Don't tell them about artichoke, it'll kill you.
Okay, I'm not going to tell them. I'll tell you, eat the hearts.
Your heart.
Broccoli.
Palms.
You have broccoli? Also,
you have broccoli? Yeah, of course I have
broccoli. Kubi.
No, kubi. No, kubi
is called
broccoli. Is a kubi.
No.
Si, señor.
Broccoli is a yellow, the kubi is a lavan, huh? Shem
kubi, though.
Kubi is cauliflower.
Maybe, look, they do tell me that a yellow can become broccoli.
Yeah.
But a lavan, kubi.
I know. You are actually from a clean vilapa, you could let kubi go.
Ah, I thought it was
I'm counting on me, your surname is a gum.
Should I jump to the cauliflower or should I go in order?
Cauliflower and broccoli.
Huh?
Yeah.
Batata, you know what batata is?
Mm-hmm.
Yopi. You don't have to check.
You don't have to check.
But if it's soft, of course you have to clean it. And also when you peel it all the way to the
meat.
To the meat.
Batata, you have to make sure that the streaks are not ratty.
What's a ratty?
She naturally achbaros in the chodor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's how they grow them or how they store them, but many batatos have scrapes from their teeth of rats.
Yeah?
And they try to warn not to eat a food that has been touched by bitten by a rat.
Why?
Are
you going
to
wash it off?
No, it's very, very serious.
Something toxic. And if you leave it, and I've seen it, we brought them home, sometimes we get them, people give it to us, I don't know what to do. So it's very dumb. And if
you
leave it around for a while, and you see where the rat teeth were, you get a fungus growing on the batata.
Mazda Bamiya.
How do you spell it?
B-A-M-I-A.
Mazda Bamiya, I don't know what it is.
It's
a fruit, no?
It's a mushroom bear, or because of your...
In English.
It's about this long, and it's green, with like a little crown on the top, and it comes to a rounded taper.
It's a fruit?
Vegetable.
It's a vegetable?
Turnip or
No.
No, turnip.
It's a vegetable, not a root. It's like grows on things.
Green onion?
No.
No.
You don't have to check it. It's
imagine like a green pepper, but it's a little longish for a green pepper.
Hot peppers?
No. It's the shape of like a hot pepper, but green. But it's not a pepper and it's not hot.
Okay.
Well, bamiya is the name of what it's called.
I have no idea what it is.
Anyway, the banana you don't have to check. But sometimes you buy bananas and the klipa, the peel is a little bit opened
split
up, right. Split out. Then it looks better, of course, obviously, because maybe something went in there.
There are also bananas in red too.
Mazda batal yavesh?
Dried onion.
Dried onion. Dried onion is the onion that we know. Okay? Now, onion, you have to be hard. If it's not hard, you don't buy it. Not that you buy it and go check it now. You don't buy onion, which is not hard. You feel it. A lot of times the problem is when it's the twins. You know the twin onions? They're very problematic. I know when I buy the twin ones, I might throw away half the onion. Because inside, you don't know what's going on there. If it's a little bit soft, you take off another layer. Soft, take off
the
still with it where it's hard.
The The worms and the onions are translucent.
You can see through it.
Like the layers of onions, they're the same color, the same translucency.
I got. Show me around to check. Unless it's problematic.
Why do Chassidim eat regular onions that are raw?
Abeinu said it's not healthy.
Because of health.
Some
sort of
it's very strong.
Zohar warns against it too.
Yeah, it's sharp, very sharp. Raw. I don't know what Abeinu would have said about schug.
About what?
About
Don't they use raw onions in raw red onions in
red onion is different than white onion. They're a lot less sharp.
Raw white onion.
White.
No, I'm thinking about Israeli salad.
Seder, because the red onion, the purple one is the seder. Yeah, so if you buy you buy onion, buy it hard. If it's not hard, take off the peel until it's hard again. If it's you see if you see there's nothing on it, it's white, completely clean. If you buy the twins, you treat them as two separate onions. You open them, each one, you take off the outside peel. Just sound good advice as cooking wise, how to open an onion in a very easy way. Take off the heads, take a knife, and not a strong slit. Make it just a little bit, like say this is an onion, along from the top to the bottom, and then you peel it very easily, the one layer off.
Slice it in half and also be a lot easier too.
Slice the whole thing, yeah, but sometimes you want rings.
Use a nice, big, sharp knife.
Yeah, sharp knife. Okay, batzal yarok.
Scallions.
Yeah, so we take off the show. Talking about not chasalat. Regular. You take off, it's one of the easiest things to check, actually. You take off the few centimeters off the bottom, of course, where the...
It grows,
exactly.
Okay.
I got. First of all, before you do anything, you look at it in light and you see if there's any
tunnels.
Tunnels. I mean, it's usually a little bit lighter. The color is a little bit lighter than the green of the vegetable. If there's any tunnels, you take it. And what do you do with it? Exactly. Put it in the garbage. If there's no tunnels,
give it to the birds.
Give it to the birds. If there's no tunnels, you split the whole onion in half, put it in soap and water, and then afterwards, with your hand, from both sides, do like that. Under the water, and you're allowed to use in that way, batzal yarok, even if it's not chasala, not the bugless. Okay? It's one of the easiest things to check, actually, from the things that you need to buy bugless. But today, you can buy the bugless ones. They sell it everywhere. Every week, I see it. Kusbara is not every week, though. Usually there is some, it's not. Basil is only sometimes in this
basil
season.
Not so often.
Not so often, it depends on the season, more in the beginning of the winter.
It sells the bugless one.
You can make pesto from basil, really good.
What about kusbara?
Same idea. Kusbara, you buy only chasalat. Only bugless. Otherwise.
So if it's in a plastic bag?
I don't care if it's in a plastic bag or not. Of course it's in a plastic bag. It has to have a heksher on it.
Right.
A good heksher which tells you cannot use unless you put it in water for 3 minutes and wash it under a strong stream of water. Then you can use a kuzbara. Only that kind of kuzbara. Kuzbara from the shuk open, I still to eat. Broccoli, not bugless, you could eat. But only the stem. So you'll pay 30 shekels a kilo and eat only stems. Well, when we were in Costa Rica, and where were we? In Chile, and we wanted broccoli. They told us the metailim, don't we want broccoli? It's for Pesach, we'll do this, that. So we bought broccoli, and I took off all the heads, and we used only the bottom. What can we do? It was mostly half of it, 50% went to the garbage. But this is the stems you're allowed to use. What? Only the stems, not the flowers. The flowers, you must chuck them. You can't check them. If it's not bugless, you can use a stem.
Now, what about the frozen broccoli?
Bodek.
Frozen with a good texture.
Right.
No, bodek is not good. Not so good anymore.
Right. The other one.
There's a different one, a different company.
Wait a minute.
Ohad Mizrahi told me.
What?
Oad Mizrahi told me that I asked him about it a long time ago. He said it was okay. Afterwards, he told me they checked and it's not the best. It's a different company.
Another one, Betam or something.
Yeah, Betam. It's from New York. And that you could trust. They have a badat and a charedit on it. They sell in all the charedi places. It's very expensive. Very expensive. It's like 30 shekels for a little bag. Very expensive.
How do you do this to the box? But it's different when you buy it.
How do they do it?
They grow it.
They grow it in a certain atmosphere, certain
greenhouses.
Sure.
Certain greenhouses, certain hydroponic. I don't know what they do. They grow in a certain way. They grow it in a way that there's no bugs.
Except to freeze.
What?
To freeze when you buy it, freeze.
Frozen.
It's different.
No, they bring it from New York. They can buy also fresh. They have chasalat. In the winter, they have a broccoli tari. It also costs very expensive. I buy it sometimes. The stem is full of calcium.
Yeah.
Full, the stem of the broccoli. If you get it raw, it's the best. I eat it raw sometimes, I don't care so much.
Cooked,
tasteless. Yeah, it's with salt in it or something, otherwise, I don't care eating broccoli raw. Some people, they don't like it. That's that? Which one is that? Good? Top. We have 8 minutes. I'll read some stories from Shmuel Shapira, and that will be for this week.